Before we get started, we just wanted to take a second. This past Monday was Veterans Day, and we just wanted to express our gratitude and thanks to all those who are currently serving in the military, and also those who have served, and especially the ones that have lost a loved one serving in the military. It is because of you that we get to live in this great nation, and we get to live free. It is because of you that we get to express our views and our voice, and we thank you for that. So to all those serving in the military, all those who have served, all the veterans of our great nation, we toast you.
Welcome once again to the Saucer Nerd Podcast, or if it's your first time, welcome to the Saucer Nerd Podcast. My name is Patrick. I will be joined very shortly by my illustrious co-host, Jeff. We are the official Saucer Nerds, and we'd like to thank you for choosing to spend an hour with us here at the Saucer Nerd Podcast. Just a little quick business before we get into this. You can find us on Twitter at Saucer Nerds. I about said .com, but at Saucer Nerds. You can find us on our website, where we have every episode of this podcast we've done and will do, along with some video projects that we do and some other little things that we want to throw up there. It's our website. We can throw whatever the hell we want to up there. Like Jimmy Waxhaw's Outdoors, where you see us blow up a grill. We're about to release another video where we blow up a old kerosene heater. We have another thing that we've shot that we're going to put on it called Drunk iPhone Stories, where you can see a situation go down that we filmed with drunk people. But we just want to entertain. That's all we want to do. If this is your first time, basically what we do is we have this idea. We have an establishment around the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And it's not just around the Charlotte, North Carolina area, because it's a chain of restaurants / bars. But it's called the Flying Saucer. And me and Jeff have just developed this love for the Flying Saucer, as most people do. Just their assortment of beers, their assortment of local brewery beers that we like to taste and test. And we go up there all the time, and we sit and have these amazing conversations that I think are entertaining as hell. And one day, me and Jeff just decided, you know what? We've done the radio thing before. We've done the podcast thing before. But why don't we record our conversations when we're up here enjoying a few beers and get a little tipsy and talk a little funny and talk about things that that most people don't talk about, because that's what we do. And I think it'd be entertaining to allow people to join us on a nationwide basis to just join us for our conversations. They can sit down, have a beer with us, and listen to the podcast, or they can, on their way home, they can listen and laugh and enjoy it while they're stuck in 85 traffic. But that's the whole basis of what we do. And like, once again, we thank you for joining us, and hopefully you enjoy it, because this week we have a very interesting podcast. When we sit down to record these podcasts, we're in a restaurant. We're in the Flying Saucer. We sit on the leather couches in the corner of the Flying Saucer, right across from the dartboards, and we're open to anyone coming and talking to us. And we don't want to shun people away from coming to talk to us. We actually invite them to come talk to us, because that's what it's all about. The more people that can get in and understand what the Flying Saucer is about, and understand our love for it, and understand the love for and the just the friendship that lies in those walls, that's what we're all about, and that's the message we're trying to give to you. So sometimes it's awesome, sometimes it goes weary, but all in all, we enjoy when people come and talk to us, especially in the middle of the podcast, and we can get them on. So the reason this episode is interesting is because there's this gentleman that comes up to us that's awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's awesome, but he has just come from a concert at the Fillmore. And for those of you who don't know, we are based out of the suburbs of Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Flying Saucer that we go to is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So Charlotte has a lot of concert venues, but this gentleman had just come from the Fillmore, and he was very excited and passionate about the gentleman that he went and saw at the Fillmore. and his name was Michael Franti. Now, some of you might know Michael Franti, some of you may not. But me and Jeff had no idea who Michael Franti is. And apparently, this guy was not shy about explaining his mission in life, his what Michael Franti preaches, and what Michael Franti is passionate about. And where most people would be like, man, get away from me. Me and Jeff took in. I love when people are passionate about music, are passionate about anything that they believe in, and they can express their belief and express their passion. So I'm going to get into the song of the week, because I had never heard of Michael Franti, but this guy was so passionate about what he preaches and so passionate about what the message he gives that I told him, and you'll hear it when I present the audio from when he talked to us. I told him that we do a beer song of the week on the podcast. We thank you for coming over and chit-chatting with us. And we'll put Michael Franti on whatever song you want, your favorite song. We'll put Michael Franti on as the song of the week this week. And he basically stated that, awesome. And he gives me his favorite Michael Franti song. And I listened to it, and he does preach what the guy says he preaches. But it's not about alcohol or beer at all. It's basically about ganja, about weed. And that's what I take from it. And it is whatever his prerogative is his prerogative. That's not our thing. We like beer. We don't like weed. But hey, whatever. Here at the Saucer Nerd Podcast, we preach positivity. We preach love. And we're going to let this gentleman explain to you exactly why he loves Michael Franti before we get into the conversation. So here is this gentleman. I'm going to give you the audio before we go into the Michael Franti Ganja Babe song. And here's this gentleman explaining to me and Jeff at the Flying Saucer about his love and his passion for Michael Franti. Enjoy.
Hey, your podcast isn't about Michael Franti.
Is it about what?
Michael Franti.
No.
He played tonight in Charlotte in the Fillmore.
Oh, is that the show that you went to?
Yeah, we're recording this from Charlotte.
Yes.
You're not talking about the show that happened tonight.
No.
You need
Hold on, fill us in. I don't know Michael Franti.
Michael Franti is a man of the people.
Nice.
One of the people.
Nice.
Not only did he dance between everybody in the fucking set.
Nice.
Between everybody in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in the front row, he danced between you. If you were in the Sweet. Eighth row, he danced between you.
Sweet.
If you were in the 13th row, he danced between you.
I tell you what. We do a song of the week that we play before we get into the conversations on the podcast. What's your favorite Michael Franti song?
Ganja Babe.
Ganja Babe?
Have you ever seen Weeds?
Yeah.
That's the theme song.
Oh. So he played the theme
ganja
song?
Babe. I love the Ganja Babe. I love you every day.
Nice.
That's
okay.
Michael Franti.
That's gonna be our song of the week on the
Dude, he's ripping it. He had his wife on stage tonight.
She hot.
He was talking about love, talking about the people he loved.
Uh-huh.
Brought his wife on stage. Brought every child
uh-huh.
in the audience.
On stage?
On stage.
Is that the Fillmore?
Yeah. The man is a real dude. He's just one of us. And that's all he wants you to
That's
understand.
The best shows to go to. Legit.
That's it. I've never been to one. I've never had any more respect for any artist than I see in him tonight.
What, were you a fan of his before you went to his show?
I don't know if you see songs.
Uh-huh.
I knew I enjoyed him.
Yeah.
In fact, I based my Pandora station.
Yeah.
Around him.
Gotcha.
Because I knew that, you know what, like, this is a good song.
This is good stuff.
Let me,
Is it like real positive music?
Very positive.
It's like, you know, you ever heard of Capital City?
Yeah.
Like, they were in town on Wednesday, I think, Wednesday night.
Dude, it's one of those shows you go to where you can't be unhappy.
Yeah, you have to, yeah. That's,
you look at
that's the best
show. Look at all the people around you.
Yeah.
He's within you. And he, like, the energy is so great.
Gotcha.
You can't deny it. You know?
Nice.
It's one of those atmospheres where you're almost befuddled.
Yeah.
You're almost at a loss for words.
It's like a surreal moment.
Absolutely.
It's a surreal moment.
Absolutely.
Nice.
I would encourage anybody listening to this to take a chance on him.
Definitely.
Even if you drive to Asheville. I met people from Blowing Rock tonight.
Uh-huh.
I met people from West Virginia tonight.
Is he from around here?
No, he's from California.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But his wife was there, and she's an ER tech.
Uh-huh.
And she works 12 to 12, and she was there tonight.
Nice.
And he brought her on stage.
Nice.
He confessed his love to her and to everybody else and all the children and all the people that were there for him.
Nice.
He's a beautiful awesome. Man speaking a beautiful message. And a message
the way it should be. That's the way all music should be.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I got to play darts with my lady.
Well, yeah. We're playing.
Godspeed, gentlemen.
Definitely. Thank you for introducing
thank
me
you.
To that. I'll download his album whenever we get.
Dude, absolutely.
Definitely.
You will not be upset.
Eyes are feeling red again. I'm bringing light like Thomas Funky Edison. Been in the desert for 47 days. Purple haze, the poison that it tastes to never change. Turn up the woofers so I can feel the beat vibrate. My belly like a bomb in harmony. Summer heat, my back is sticking to me to the sea. Bare feet, tank top, and shorts is all you need. But summer breeze, I'm feeling kind of fine. I'm rolling with my shorty all the time. Wine and grind, lovely, shake your behind. Cinnamon skin be bringing sin to my mind. But whether or not the weather's hot or the weather's cold, I'm wrapping her like a blanket with my whole soul so that she can feel me like Coca-Cola. I'm the whoa, whoa, sweet thing, my girl, lollipop. She going mad crops. She rolling herbs every day at about 4 o'clock. Tick tock, strike the hammer while the iron's hot. Ooh, girl, what you got cooking in the pot? Say, Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Hydroponic, ultra supersonic. Or does it grow naturally slow? Ganja, babe, my sweet ganja, babe. I love the way you love me. You're misbehaving, ganja babe, my sweet ganja babe. Come wake my body, I'd take my mind away. Yeah.
All right, I start every podcast like that, Jeff. I just yell, "All right, welcome everyone to the Saucer Nerds podcast." Finally, we have made it back, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, man, we're back at the Saucer after, what, 2 weeks gone?
Yes, after 2 weeks gone.
Feels nice to be home.
It's been 3 weeks, actually.
Yeah, it has.
Because we did 2 weeks of fire pit sessions, and then we had a little Halloween party, so we kind of missed out a little bit on last weekend because we got really drunk Friday night, and I didn't bring the recorder where we were going to try to do a show. And we never recovered from Friday night going back into the work week on Monday. So you are listening to the Saucer Nerds podcast as I so very DJ-like put over at the first of it. We are sitting at the Flying Saucer located in Charlotte, North Carolina. There's a bunch of different locations. Jeff can give you a rundown of that. This is actually the first podcast that we've done since Mr. Higgins over here has met his first official goal in the Flying Saucer Ring of Honor.
I have. Apparently, according to the machine, I'm working on 204, 205, and 206 tonight.
Hey, overachiever. You overachiever.
It didn't start counting over. We haven't had the play party yet, though. That's next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday we'll have a special. Not this coming Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday. I'm getting confused because this will air on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, you'll hear the 200th or first, we'll say Ring of Honor 1 party for Jeff Higgins, where he'll unveil his plate and we'll have a bunch of different guests on here that's going to come up and show up and party with us and celebrate Jeff's fine achievement in life.
And
looking forward to it, Jeff?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to getting some people up here, being friends and family that haven't been because. I won't say reasons why, but they've never been to this wonderful place.
We are always one that's to spread the word of the saucer.
Man.
That's one of our goals in life.
I have verbal commitments that they'll be here.
Nice.
Hopefully they hold to their word. So.
But
it'll be a good time.
What matters is there should only be two people here. As long as there's two people here, we're good. And that's the Saucer Nerds.
That's it. So what have you been doing this past week, Pat? Anything new?
I went to a wedding that we'll get into here in a little bit. I got some funny stories from that last night. Congratulations to the bride and groom. You know who you are. I believe the Cowboys just scored a touchdown. I want to tell people this never gets old, sitting on these really comfortable leather couches in the Flying Saucer and people just staring at you because you have some machine and talking into a microphone. I have my hair in the Justin Timberlake style tonight.
You got the hipster glasses on.
I got the my artsy glasses, and I'm trying to look important. Maybe for this girl drinking a beer in front of me that looks at the Cowboys game, or she looks at me and Jeff.
She's got the shit kickers on. So
she does. She does.
If you don't know what shit kickers are, those are cowboy boots.
Google it. once again, if you listen to the last podcast, we touched on this briefly, but we will once again make it known that Patrick of this podcast is a city boy, and Jeff is the country boy.
And I forgot to mention this is the first time we've been back to the Saucer since Patrick stiffed the waitress on her tip.
I did, but I just made it right. I found the waitress. If you listen to, I believe it was a two podcasts ago, I had stiffed the waitress from
not intentionally.
I took the check that I had signed and left the one that I didn't sign, which those of you in the restaurant business know that means the waitress gets no tip. And I felt really, really bad about it, like really bad, because I have a conscience like that. And so the first thing I did when I stepped foot in here today, I saw her and I called her over after about a 2-minute argument with Jeff if this was the same girl or not. He finally talked me into asking her. So I asked her. She said, "Yes, you have a good memory. I had forgotten about it," which completely made me feel like shit, because I was like, dude, this has been sitting heavy on my heart for like 3 weeks now.
Hopefully we can get her on the podcast for a little bit here after a while.
Yeah, I told her to be our waitress so I could double her tip tonight, but she's actually getting off work. So she said just buy her a Jeff? A fireball shot?
Buy her
some drink. I don't know. Some drink. It's probably 10 times more than I thought that I was going to leave her on the tip. But I agreed to it.
That's the liquor that's like $20 a shot.
It better not be. I'm gonna nix that idea. Scared me, Jeff. But so I've made right with the person that I've screwed over.
You fixed your karma.
I have. My karma is back realigned to the good and moving forward. But other stuff this week. Just work. Just got done. I wish you watched Walking Dead, because I'd love to talk about Walking Dead on this podcast. Because actually, we usually do the podcast earlier in the day, about mid-afternoon on Sundays here at the Saucer. And today, we just had a lot of stuff going on. I had to do a radio show earlier.
I had to watch the Panthers play.
Jeff had to watch the Panthers play. It's priorities, guys. And so Jeff was like, "You want to go to the Saucer at 7 or 8? And I said, "No, because we won't be back. We won't be back in time so I can watch Walking Dead. And I'm too cheap to have DVR, digital cable and DVR." So we made the agreement that we're going to come straight up right after Walking Dead goes off and knock this bad boy out. And that's where we are. And I just watched and witnessed one of the best episodes of Walking Dead this season. But basically because the governor came back. And for those of you that watch Walking Dead, Jeff does not yet. He's seen a few episodes, haven't you? Have you seen an episode yet?
I haven't seen a full episode. I actually have season 1 and 2 on DVD in my house. I haven't had time to watch them yet. I'm a busy man, man.
It's a damn shame, Jeff. But Jeff doesn't
watch
it.
I'm too busy chasing tail around the woods. So
yes, you are. But you got one, didn't you?
Not this year.
You haven't got one yet?
My neighbor.
Your time's coming, because everybody that's my friends on Facebook are shooting them now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So your time is coming.
Bastards are rubbing it in.
But you got one last year.
I got two last year.
We'll get. This is where the city boy, country boy aspect of our relationship comes into play. Because Patrick has been hunting once in his life, And Patrick does not want to go hunting again because Patrick does not like to freeze his ass off and not see anything in the woods.
Well, check this out. Saturday morning, it was like 27 degrees. And I sat in that for 4.5 hours. I wasn't cold at all, though. I had enough damn clothes on. I was not cold.
I was about to say, did you have a ski bib and 2 North Face jackets and one of those hippie toboggans?
Close.
Some skiing goggles, snowboarding goggles.
I was in a ground blind. And I had a kerosene heater in there with me.
Did you really have a kerosene heater?
No,
oh,
no.
That's pretty dangerous. Kerosene heater in the woods doesn't sound like a good mix. Had a fire pit going underneath. But yeah, but Jeff goes out and shoots deer and hunts stuff. Is it just bow season still?
It's muzzleloader in North Carolina, but it's archery season the whole time. And then this coming Saturday, I can start using my rifle. So.
Oh, okay. So it gets real. It gets real this Saturday. So, yeah. This Saturday, it's game on. It's hard. It's got to be hard as shit.
I spent through about 2.5 hours earlier today setting up some new spots for rifle hunting.
Nice. So. You still have your camera set up all around the land?
Well, we put some corn. We put about 4 bags of corn out there, about 200 pounds of corn out. And some new spots, so.
Gotcha. And just like that, we've turned this into a hunting podcast.
This is a bar talk podcast.
Bar talk podcast,
beer
exactly.
Podcast.
Beer podcast.
We haven't even talked about what we're doing.
We have
tonight.
Not. I was going to get to that. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jeff, tell the fans of the Saucer Nerd podcast what you're drinking.
I'm drinking
coffee stuff.
It's called Highland Thunderstruck Coffee Porter. Highland's a brewery in Asheville, North Carolina. So it's North Carolina local, but as a porter, it's dark. I enjoy it. It's awesome. Patrick has that one for
later
on tonight.
Next. It's coming up next if we ever get a waitress over
here. Do you remember what you're drinking?
I am drinking the No Dog Jam Session.
That's right.
I always like the North Davidson beers, good brewery, out of North Davidson in Charlotte. Actually, owned somebody. Was it you that was telling me it was owned by a husband and wife?
Yeah, I've read some articles about them just because they've had success and they've been doing really good. So people have been writing like in the Charlotte Business Journal, stuff like that I follow. People have been writing stuff about them, which is good.
Definitely, I've whenever I come in here and we always look at they always on Sundays they always have the local breweries, a list of them and. As Jeff has explained in earlier podcast, and we're always one to look at that list first and see if there's anything on there that we can drink and taste that's not already on our list. And I have 3 today that come from the North Carolina brewery. Actually, I lied. I have 2 because the other one was I did the random shaker thing with my iPhone app, and it gave me the Newcastle.
Well, I picked 3 from the list. Aside from the Highland one, I'm drinking Noda North Davidson Coco Loco Porter, and then Natty Green Red Nose Winter. It's a winter ale, so should be pretty good.
Yeah, I have like you said. I'm next up. I got the Highland Thunderstruck Coffee Porter, and can't you buy Newcastle Brown Ale in stores?
You can buy that anywhere.
See, I shouldn't even agree to that, but I didn't think about it when I shook. Because there was somebody standing behind me at the computer when the other, and I didn't even think about the other one being wide ass open. They were just standing there waiting on me, so I freaked out, shook it, got this, and just picked it and went on with my
life. After you tried swiping your debit card, right?
After I tried swiping my debit card in the UFO membership.
But even though you can buy it everywhere, it's still not. It's not like Budweiser or something. So I mean, it's not like that. But.
I don't know that I've ever had a Newcastle beer.
I've had them. They're good.
I don't know. I've seen them, but I don't know that I've ever had one. So
they have like a bright orange label.
So it might be something. It is going to be something new for me. So and that's what we shoot for here. Just no, not IPAs. Do we need to put a pause in this thing so we can get another beer?
Yes.
All right, we're going to put a pause on this so you can listen to some of our sponsors and knock it out, and we'll do some stuff later. Just a little tidbit of information. Whenever we stopped this thing to grab another beer, a drunk guy came over to us and was talking to us, and he's ended up being pretty damn cool, so we gave him a microphone and told him to tell us about his Pearl Jam experience, and he went into all this other stuff. So I begin the conversation, but then Jeff takes over and finishes it up. So we're going to let you listen to that real quick before me and Jeff jump back into it. Take this out.
Feeling.
All right, so you went to the Pearl Jam concert, right?
I went to the Pearl Jam concert. Absolutely.
Okay, first, what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike Patrick.
Patrick.
Nice to meet you,
pleasure,
bud. So you went to the Pearl Jam concert. Jeff is a big Pearl Jam fan. His brother is even bigger Pearl Jam fan. I'm a
What's
slight
Jeff's
Pearl Jam.
Name?
David.
David. And he wasn't there. He was there, but Jeff wasn't there. Jeff.
He dropped the ball, man.
He's a sorry fella.
Hold on. But one cool fact about Jeff, are you a big fan of Red Hot, or not Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters?
Yeah, dude, Dave Grohl is cool. I used to have the Foo Fighters album back when I was like 1998, 1999.
Nice. So you're a fan of the old Foo Fighters
grade.
Stuff. Now, you know the Foo Fighters played a show last year at Fillmore.
I heard, actually, tonight, because I was at Michael Franti, and they told me that the only other person to get on top of the stage, like Michael Franti tonight, and dance around with the crowd, in the crowd, was Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
Nice. Jeff was actually went to that show.
You were.
Dave Grohl in the middle of the set, well, it was only them. They didn't have an opener. And they played for 3 hours. And I think it was Monkey Wrench. He hopped on. He was on top of the bar fucking playing. And he went from bar to bar.
Well, that's what I heard. And I asked the guy who was giving me drinks. I said, hey, man, has anybody ever done what Michael Franti's done? I said, Michael Franti.
Gotcha.
I said, he got on top of the bar. He went around. He made a fucking show of it, right?
Yeah.
And nobody's ever done that. He said, you know what, man? He said, the only other guy I've seen who's done it is Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters.
I saw them way back in the day, and he did it back then, too. This was, I mean, like, way back then. He opened up for the Chili Peppers. And this was at Verizon. And he was standing on top of the damn, as close as he get to a bar, he was standing on top of the wall, separating
Absolutely.
The lawn from the seats. And this was like, this was probably 98, 99, somewhere on there. We're doing a podcast, by the way, if you get into.
Oh, well, right on, man. Well, Michael Franti was absolutely amazing. He came in, like, he wasn't about himself. He was about the fans. Yeah. And, you know, Michael Franti's kind of like a one love kind of guy.
Yep.
And he absolutely, you know, kind of embraced that feeling and was really, like, he came in the front row. He came in the middle row of the front row. He came in the back row. And he hugged people, and he was do-si-don with people, and he was loving
Damn
everybody.
Right. Yeah.
And he had his wife up there later, and he gave a big, you know, to-do about the fact that his wife was an ER nurser, and she worked 12 to 12, and she couldn't be at a lot of his shows, but that she was there, and he made a huge deal about it, and it was a beautiful thing, you know, and you know, it was just a beautiful place to be.
I hear you. Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things where you're like, this guy really enjoys life. It is really about the people. And I'm glad to be here because the energy is substantial and it's astronomical and it's unparalleled. And you want to be there and you want to be part of that moment. And I was glad that I was part of that moment.
That's what going to the concert should be about.
Dude, well, this is a podcast. Like,
yeah.
You know what? There are going to be many more people looking for podcasts with my feedback. Because I'll tell you, I sell it for real.
Yeah.
And guys, if you love me, you know, reach out to me. If you don't, you know, well, hey, that's your God-given right. But these gentlemen are, you know, they speak the truth. They're scholars. You know, give them the time of day. You know, any man who's just a man's man is a scholar. And he's also a philanthropist. And, you know, that's that, you know. I mean, what can you be? But what's the word for it? Where you're, like, a man in touch with everything.
Worldly, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right word for it.
Worldly, isn't it? It's a. It's like a scholar, but it's not.
I kind of know what you're talking about. I can't think of the word either, but.
But anyways, if y'all enjoyed the discussion, y'all had a good time. Y'all want to see me at more shows? I'll start a Kickstarter, and y'all just, you know, feed money into that, and we'll get down with that. And really, you know, I'll serve the best of the people. I'll rep you in government because we all know Obamacare isn't working. And, you know, we all know that there are certain things that need to be changed. We know we need a third party. We know we need righteousness. And, you know, really, you know, If you're true and for the people, my name is Bugatti Francis. I'm a fuck up, but I'm not a failure. And I love the people. And, you know, if you love me, reach out to me. Reach out to the people that make the podcast. And we'll make our dream a reality.
There you go. Hey, man, thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, man. All right, and we're back. That was the drunk guy that talked to us earlier.
No, a great guy. Agarwal for me. He invaded my bubble over here.
He did. He got right up in Jeff's personal space.
He was sitting on top of me.
Yeah, but he's drunk.
Squeezing me against the couch.
What's the rule? If they're drunk, we'll let it pass. Right, Jeff?
That's true.
He's a nice guy.
He's a guest on our show.
Dude, he's trying to spread the love, man. Did you not hear the message he was preaching?
I've heard it twice.
And the guy that he's talking about? Well, I am going to make that song of the week this week. Definitely. Cool dude. Very cool dude. Still wearing a Moe's Balls Out shirt. As I drink this horrible, horrible beer.
Whatever kind of Kool-Aid that Michael Franti had, he was drinking it tonight.
I feel like this beer has caffeine in it. Now, let me profess my utter dislike of coffee.
You're not a coffee man, are you?
I don't drink coffee. My specialty from Starbucks is hot chocolate with two shots of espresso, which apparently is called a mocha. Kiss my ass.
Excuse me. I kind of got an allergy or something.
You're such a dick. So when I drink a beer that is a coffee porter, not my cup of tea. I'm going to finish it off with this Newcastle. Hopefully it tastes a little bit better than this. But, yeah, I'm sitting here staring at it as it sits on this illuminated table. And it, like, even with the light shining down into it, I still can't see the table on the other side of it.
If you hold it up to the light, I bet you can't see the light through it either.
Why do I even listen to that crap?
Hey, check in other news, check this out. I tweeted this out the other day, and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
All right.
You know, if you're driving down the interstate, you know, and you see those, they have a lot of them these days.
You guys doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Where can I check it out?
Saucer Nerds. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
I think you have to look. All right. Apparently, this is the night of interruptions.
Anyway,
cool dude.
Let me get back to my story here.
Yeah, okay. You finish your story, then I'll go into what I was about to say about another gentleman coming up to us.
You know, you're driving down the interstate nowadays, and you see those electronic signs that give messages. A lot of times they have Amber Alerts on them and stuff like that. Well, somebody, gotcha. I don't know if they hacked it or it was an IT contractor that it was an IT guy who worked for North Carolina. I guess he was pissed off and disgruntled. You know what he put on there?
What is it going to offend people?
I'm going to read the message here.
Do you have an actual picture of the message?
Yeah.
Or okay. Hold on. Before you say this, you're talking about like the huge like light up yellow and black signs illuminate in the night. It's the second time I've used illuminate in this podcast.
Here's the message it put out. It said a high severity incident has been added for I-440 eastbound in Wake County from Raleigh. Vehicle accident, women drivers, rain, and Obamacare. I'm pretty sure the guy got, I don't know if he got fired for that, but.
I wonder, how did they find out it was him? He started bragging.
With IT stuff, I mean, you can see
who
did anything.
You can go back and see who entered it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, but this, just to show you, and me and Jeff are far from egomaniacs. Just to show you that this thing's starting to get a little bit of a buzz and we're starting to make a little bit of a presence, this is the second time in this podcast, as you can tell if you're listening, that somebody has approached us right in the middle of it. Another cool dude that hopefully he'll come back and we'll have on.
Paul. He comes up here all the time.
Yeah, another saucer nerd. We'll classify him as the official saucer nerd with us. We'll get him on one day. We're about halfway through this one, so I didn't want to throw it on. We've already dedicated some time to another individual, intoxicated individual.
Who
I thought he was pretty cool. I did not. I'll go back and listen. and we'll get his name. We'll give him the credit because he gave us some quality entertainment for about 5 minutes, right?
He gave us quality entertainment. He gave us some insight, you know.
Yeah, some insight.
And
he
introduced the new artist.
Yes.
You know.
And that we're going to check out. So we're just spreading the love of Saucer Nerd on the hands of the gentleman that was preaching positivity. I'm always one that preaches positivity.
You know what?
It all comes down.
Everybody comes up here for the love of the beer, and then you make good friends.
Exactly.
You know?
It's all about the congregation and the beer and the fellowship that goes on in a bar/restaurant atmosphere. Whenever people hang out, there's dart boards, there's tables for people to bring. If people want to bring their family in, they can. There's a bar. There's taps all down the wall, and everybody's just cool and nice. And like you said, they just share their love for the beer and their love for just hanging out and having a good time. Something we do every week, and while we record this podcast, that's what makes it so fun. That's why we keep doing it. It's not like we're getting paid for this shit.
I know. And before we leave, I do want to say this: Veterans Day is tomorrow. So I guess, you know, we want to thank all the past and present veterans who served this country.
Actually, it'll be 2 days.
Ultimately, given the...
Because it airs on Wednesday.
Yeah, so Veterans Day is tomorrow, which is Monday the
11th. Which is 2 days from now when you're hearing this and it airs.
Yeah.
But your message was...
No, we just want to thank everyone who served. You know, all the past and present veterans for everything they do and all the sacrifices they make.
Exactly. Because if they wouldn't do what they do, we would not be where we are. So thank you to all of them. Jeff's finished his second beer. Are you going to go on this beer run?
Yes. All right,
so Jeff's going on a beer run. We're going to play the second time we got interrupted by that guy. And listen to this. Or maybe I tell you what. We'll play what you've already heard when the guy came and talked to us. Now... you'll hear our sponsors, so check it out.
We'd like to take a second and thank a few of our sponsors here at the Saucer Nerd Podcast, starting with Triptych Media. It's because of Triptych Media this podcast gets out every week. They help us put this thing together. Triptych Media can be found at triptychmedia.com. All your entertainment needs, movies, music, comedy, podcast, and more can all be found at triptychmedia.com. Also, we'd like to thank WrestlingHeels.com. They are all wrestling. If you like professional wrestling, you'll enjoy them. If you don't, still listen to them and support them because they're awesome dudes. WrestlingHeels.com. They have a live radio show every Monday and Thursday night following the big wrestling shows on television. So listen to them every Monday and Thursday at WrestlingHeels.com. If you would like to sponsor the Saucer Nerd Podcast, please email us at saucernerds@gmail.com. Or if you're just a fan of the show and you want to give a little bit of money to the Saucer Nerd Podcast, we do have the Patrick and Jeff Drinking Fund. This goes straight into our PayPal and comes straight to our pockets to buy alcohol for us while we're recording this thing and keeping us in the right mindset to get this podcast on the road. So once again, if you'd like to sponsor the Saucer Nerds Podcast, please email us at saucernerds@gmail.com. Or if you're just a fan and you want to be nice, which we like, please just donate. Go to the website, saucernerds.com, and donate to the Patrick and Jeff Drinking Fund. Thank you for listening.
All right, back from beer run number two. Just got our check, and Jeff made the statement to me, it's a whole lot better when you don't get food, and it is.
I know. Mine's only $9.
Mine's $10.75.
I got three North Carolina beers, though.
Oh, the Newcastle's not a North Carolina beer.
Yeah.
Damn you, Newcastle. I hope you taste better than this coffee shit.
They're from Pennsylvania.
Newcastle is?
Yeah.
All right, stats guy. All right, so we've in retrospect of this episode. Well, before we get into retrospect, let me tell about my wedding. My wedding experience this weekend. Awesome wedding to beautiful people. But at this reception, I'm not gonna call any names. I don't want to, and I'm not doing this to make fun of heavier people. But
yeah, you are.
No, I'm not, and because I love all people, whether you're heavy, whether you're skinny. I think people that are real skinny are too skinny. They need to put on some weight.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that people that are too skinny need to put on some weight. So I'd have nothing against heavy people. But there was this bigger girl, which, and I don't mean this to mean, but a bigger girl that We in our friends circle called Big Heavens. There was this Big Heaven that was wearing a very revealing dress. I mean, naturally, big girls. Most big girls have big boobs. Thus, her boobs were overflowing her dress. I made the statement to Jeff on the ride up here that she looked like Chris Farley from the Saturday Night Live skit, where he yells, "I'm hungry." And for those of you who know that, we'll get that reference. For those of you who don't, look on YouTube. You'll find it. Me and my friend that was there helping me do this wedding, we happened to observe her basically annihilate the candy jar. if you go to weddings, you'll see that there's a bag. Like there, or sometimes they'll have like these glass jars full of candy, and you can go to these glass jars, and they have little paper bags that you can grab and dump, like get the little scoops and dump different candies into the bags, you dump the different candies into the bags. Well, one of these had peppermint patties, the York peppermint patties. This girl, no lie, Jeff, this girl picks up the bowl and holds it like a football, and then gets the scoop. She has the bag open and sitting on the table, and she doesn't get the scoop. I'm sorry, she doesn't get the scoop. She gets her hand and just starts raking the peppermint patties into the bag.
Did she fill up that whole bag?
Yeah, two of them hit the floor, and it didn't even faze her, Jeff. It didn't even faze her. And all I'll say to finish this story is, be mindful of your surroundings. If you are a heavy person, and I'm six foot three and I stand at 250 pounds, so I'm a pretty heavy guy. But if I'm a big guy, I'm not going to do something that makes me look even bigger, or something that will fit me to the stereotype that people have of big people. I mean, if you're comfortable, I hope that everyone listening is comfortable with their weight. And I don't mean this derogatory to anybody that is heavy set. I have no problem with you. I don't not like people that are heavy set. But just be mindful of your surroundings. She could have easily gotten three peppermint patties and just kept going back whenever she ran out.
And nobody would have noticed.
Nobody would have said a word. Like, I wouldn't have even noticed. I would have just went on my merry way. But when you go do something that's almost like going out of your way to show people, to fit that stereotype, that we're never going to get out of that stereotype. You understand what I'm saying, Jeff? That's my preaching for the night. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Did anybody else there?
Yes. The gentleman that was with me is the one that pointed it out.
Besides the guy that was with you.
Yes. The photographers. I'm not joking. This really happened. It's amazing. And it's just, come on, people.
There's the waitress you a shot right there.
I know. Where's she at? Call her over here.
Sitting at a table over there.
Call her over here.
Well, you just want to yell her name out?
No, don't yell her name out.
I don't think that'd go over too well.
No. Here.
Jimmy Waxall rolls.
Do we need to get her on the podcast?
Huh?
Do we need to get her on the podcast so she can talk to me?
Yeah, we could.
All right, hold on.
I think she's here every Sunday.
Is she? Yeah, she said she was.
Yeah.
Here, hold on. All right, it's 11:35, 11:40, and I need to finish my coffee beer and chug this Newcastle.
The Flying Saucer closes at 12 on Sunday nights, we found. I thought it was 2. They close at 2 most nights.
Jeff thought it was 2. He was wrong. But
it's Sunday.
I did what every smart person would do and check the website. And realized that it was 12, which still gave us ample time.
Oh,
ample time to record the podcast.
I'm already 2.5 beers down, so
I'm getting there. I just got to get this damn coffee beer down.
You're still drinking the coffee one, right?
I'm still drinking the coffee.
What's the last one you got?
The Newcastle.
Okay.
The new Newcastle. I think it's just a Newcastle Brown Ale. Yeah. Just a regular Newcastle
Brown
Ale.
I'm drinking like, I think it's a Natty Greens Red Nose Winter Ale or whatever the last part is, but It's another North Carolina beer. All three of the ones I had were North Carolina beers today. On Sundays, if you come to the Flying Saucer, all North Carolina beers are only $3. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's all, and they're all North Carolina beers, so you're supporting local beers. Local breweries, I mean. All right, now let's tackle this Newcastle. Let me see how this awesomeness tastes.
It's normally pretty good. Last time I had one. It's better than one, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. That tastes like water compared to that coffee beer.
Well, you can actually see light through it, so.
Yeah. No, like, no bullshit, Jeff. That tastes like water.
Don't talk shit about the coffee beer. I love that shit.
But, all right, Jeff, you ready to wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, I think so. What we at on time?
Dude, we stopped it and started it so much, I have no idea where we're at on time. But I think we filled another podcast with enjoyable conversation, drunk people, fellowship here at the Saucer, which is what this is all about. Couple surprises, which we always love here.
Yeah.
So once again, we'll finish with this. If you're ever at the Flying Saucer and you see two guys, preferably one wearing an NC State hat and another wearing a black Under Armour pullover, walk over and say hey, sit down, join the podcast if you like. I'm sure that the people that listen to this bad boy get tired of hearing mine and Jeff's voice all the time. But we talk about everything from hacking road signs to
hunting to
how awesome Pearl Jam and the guy that played at the Fillmore tonight is. To,
you know what? We thought that guy was talking about Pearl Jam and he was talking about the guy who played at the Fillmore.
Yeah, I mean.
So we were wrong about that.
But. Yes, but it is what it is. As you can tell by his slurring of his speech, he was intoxicated. But hey, that's when the truth comes out.
He's throwing darts pretty good. He's not missing.
He is throwing darts pretty good. He's throwing darts right in front of us. He about missed the ball. He did. It fell. But when one thing, if we leave you with anything, we leave you with this. When the beer flows, the truth comes out. Right, Jeff?
It's true. It's like in the heat of the moment. You know, you might say stuff. You know, like when you're
there's no filter up there.
It takes the filter off.
When you're sober, you have that filter that stops you from saying what you really feel.
Exactly.
But when you get, I mean, we're three beers down, and that's why we like to drink a few beers when we do this, to enjoy the beer, enjoy the fellowship, and to open our minds to where we say what we want to and speak with the truth. That's the beauty of bar talk. But That's what it's all about. Right, Jeff?
That's it.
That's why we come here every Sunday and record this awesome Saucer Nerds podcast for everyone to enjoy. Like I always say, and I'll probably say at the beginning when I record this a little later, like we always say, to enjoy when you're on your way home from work and you got an hour to kill, if you want to throw in your headphones and just chill out on the hammock for an hour in the backyard, if you want to drink a beer and have some fun with us. That's why we do it.
I can attest to that. If you're driving home from work, dude, traffic, it kills the time like nothing, man. It's awesome. It's a good way to. It's a good thing to listen to going through traffic. It takes your mind off of it, makes you laugh a little bit, hopefully. And I'm glad we could be a part of your.
And you get to see inside the friendship that Jeff and Patrick have. So once again, thank you for listening to another episode of the Flying Saucer Podcast. Hopefully, we won't be slackers and miss another week. And next week we'll give you – actually, next week we will be back because we're going to give you Jeff's first Ring of Honor plate that will be unveiled. So we'll have plenty of guests, plenty of friends, plenty of awesomeness, and hopefully another drunk dude talking about Pearl Jam. Thanks for listening.
Saucer Nerd Podcast is a product of Triptych Media and is in no way affiliated or associated with the Flying Saucer Restaurant.